sickness, sorrow, and anxiety. These are three things that so many people have gone through over the past few weeks during this pandemic. And I simply want to note in today's talk from Philippians that these are not things that the Christian is somehow immune to. As Christians, we do go through sickness, we do go through sorrow. We all at some point will suffer anxiety to some degree or another, even as Christians. Without that's the case, I'm going to read to you now from Philippians about two very strong in the faith believers, Epaphroditus and Paul. And we see here that sickness hits them, sorrow hits them, anxiety hits them. Let me read to you from Philippians chapter 2 and verses 27 and 28. Let me just remind you that Epaphroditus, who Paul is talking about here, was a man from Philippi, a Christian who had gone to see Paul, take a gift from the Philippians as Paul was imprisoned. But whilst with Paul, he became very sick, very ill, and now Paul wants to send him back to the church in Philippi. Here's what Paul writes in verses 27 and 28. Indeed, Epaphroditus was so sick that he nearly died. However, God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but also on me, so that I would not have sorrow upon sorrow. For this reason, I am very eager to send him, so that you may rejoice again when you see him, and I may be less anxious. So there's sickness here. Sickness struck Epaphroditus, a man that Paul holds in very high regard, a strong believer, but he became so ill that he almost died. We read that God had mercy on him. He didn't actually die, and we'll come to the way that Paul writes about that in a moment. But just to mention sickness for the moment, during this pandemic, Christians have been no more immune to getting coronavirus than anybody else. I have heard, and you probably have too, of churches in some places, in America mainly, where they've attempted to reopen, attempted to meet together, somehow thinking that God would protect them from the virus and they'd be fine. And then those churches became hotspots for infections with COVID-19. The fact is, we live in a fallen world. We still get sick. And eventually, something will cause all of us to die. Let's not pretend otherwise. This is the reality of the world we live in. It doesn't mean God isn't with us, but Christians get sick too. And then we have sorrow. So in verse 27, Paul says, God had mercy on Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus didn't die. And not only on him, but also on me. What does Paul mean? Was Paul sick too? No, Paul wasn't sick as well. But Paul knew that it would have caused him great sorrow if Epaphroditus had actually died. And Paul considered it a mercy from God to himself that Epaphroditus lived. Now, that's interesting. Elsewhere, Paul can write that Christians do not grieve as others grieve who have no hope. If Epaphroditus had passed away, if he had died with this sickness, he would have gone to glory, he'd have been with the Lord. Paul wouldn't have grieved in the same way as he would have grieved if Epaphroditus hadn't been a Christian. He'd have had hope about where Epaphroditus was. But he says his sorrow would still have played a part in how he would have reacted if Epaphroditus had died. Sorrow hits Christians too. Lastly, anxiety. Paul is very glad, of course, that Epaphroditus lived, and now he wants to send him back to the Philippian church so that they can rejoice upon seeing him again. But again, Paul has a reason for himself as to why he wants Epaphroditus to go back, and it's so that Paul may be less anxious. He was anxious about the church in Philippi. He was perhaps anxious for Epaphroditus, seeing how much Epaphroditus missed them, and that made Paul anxious. So he wants Epaphroditus to return. Christians get anxious too, even Christians like Paul. But of course, even though we go through these things like sickness, sorrow, anxiety, we do them with Christ holding us close. We go through them knowing that Christ has us in his hands. We can look to him and know that he will give the grace and strength when sickness hits ourselves or someone close to us, when sorrow hits if that person is taken from us, when anxiety creeps in, making us worry. We have a loving, gracious, kind God to whom we can serve, Saviour and King, Jesus Christ. So take everything to him. Go in prayer to him. When you see others struggling, point them to Christ. Not because they shouldn't be sick, not because they shouldn't have sorrow, not because they shouldn't suffer from anxiety, we do in this world, but because they can run to Christ with these things, knowing that he will help.